is Rightly Considered, the poetry podcast of yours truly. I'm Lancelot Chabert, a New York author. Let me go to sip of my coffee here real quick, 1 second. The next poem comes from a book of poems by the same name, Inconveniences Rightly Considered, which you can pick up on Amazon and elsewhere. This one is entitled Locusts. It's written in the alliterative meter, the form I talked a little bit about in To Jack Across the Sea. It's the one I'm adapting more and more, my style to more and more. This one's called Locusts. How did it happen? How did the most important point and poem of sound in our day indict dapper slices of itself and shrink slowly to the noise of phones buzzing? Petty to trade the cuckoo clock or the bells of the belfry tower at the best hours of vigils and vespers, or the violin my great-grandfather grabbed in the gray of dawn to wake the women and the wider-eyed girls who had gone to the gossamer dreamlands after they aimed amber shooters at their mother's marbles, and maybe she lost them, as in later years when lights went off in her mind's eye, or the mixing swishes of the winter walk through wet snow at an asinine hour to the outhouse door, or the cheering crowds with their cheap beer showers shining at the shipping of balls over the green outfield wall to infinity from the finite. Find in me and drill to the remnant of my ringings and require the miners of culture to core my cardiac sac and my soul's one for the sake of the singing of old songs and their sounds. Seek this, or dust. Settle for the buzz and scuttle of locusts that claim the culture's clanging moments. This has been Inconveniences Rightly Considered. Pick up a copy on Amazon or jump over to lancechabert.org, that's LanceChabert.org, and subscribe to my mailing list for some free resources to help you write your own poetry.